Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is your favorite news subject to talk about and why? Pop culture, probably. You know, I just see it as something fun to think about rather than, you know, getting wrapped up in the issues of the day. I just think, you know, it's something that I'm interested in, and, you know, I don't really see that there's a whole lot of weight behind it.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:45 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Members of Congress are getting high-level intelligence briefings on the Russia probe.
Two.
Police arrest two suspects in robbery shooting in southeast Wichita.
One.
More charges filed in connection with Wichita fatal swatting case. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, not seeing much change from what we had out there yesterday. Still around $2.69 a gallon. If you're headed that direction, prices were about 10 cents cheaper than that in El Dorado. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and tonight. Today's high 89 degrees. Going to be kind of muggy out there. Overnight low 69. And then on Friday, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 92. Now mostly cloudy. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 67 degrees at KNSS. Well, stocks ended in the green Wednesday.
Stocks moved higher. In fact, moved to the highest levels of the day by the end of the day with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It finished up 52 points at 24,886. The NASDAQ Composite up 47 at 74.25. The S&P 500 up 9 at 27.33. It was those Fed minutes that really moved the market. While they said that it was a strong job market, tax cuts and spending did support growth, they also noted that they weren't in a rush. It would be gradual to see those rate hikes. We saw Netflix gaining. Netflix, in fact, hit a new all-time high. We had a couple of pieces of news for Netflix, including that they signed on former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama to do original programming. The stock moved higher, up about 4% on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
So how's your paycheck looking here in the as we start off this new year? Lawyers have enjoyed one of the largest pay increases over the past year, a 4.7% increase as of April, and that brings the median base pay for an attorney to $101,817. This is according to Glassdoor. But lower skill positions in high demand are making strides too, including truck and delivery drivers. Seven jobs with the largest annual pay increases as of April per USA Today are number seven. This is network engineer.
Network engineer.
Up 3.6% to $71,000. Would that be like the guy who goes around and makes the computers run? That'd be the network engineer. Okay, number six is a web developer, 3.9% increase.
Okay, we know that has to do with computers.
That's a little over 65 grand. Number five, delivery driver, 4.5% boost.
Got to get your goods to the customer.
Yeah, to almost 39,000. A lot of that has to do, of course, with internet shopping, and I imagine, ordering that way. Number four, truck driver, up 4.5% to just under $54,000.
He's bounding down.
Number three, as we said, is an attorney, up 4.7% to $102,000 or thereabouts.
The lawyers always win.
Bank teller's doing well. Bank teller up 5.5%.
Really?
To $30,000. Bank teller's not traditionally really high-paid people, although they manage. They're around a lot of money every day.
Right.
Yeah. And number one, financial advisor. Up 6.4% to a median base pay of $55,296.
Well,
that would be...
Talk about that with our money tracker, Don Grant,
Don
CFP.
Grant, yeah. CFP, the money tracker. The man is absolutely rolling in cash, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, he doesn't put on airs. He just, you know, he doesn't put on airs.
No.
He comes in every day just like you and me.
He dresses like community chest, but
yeah,
he's just like you and me.
Got those little spats that he wears to the office, but... All right. Chipotle is moving its headquarters from its hometown of Denver to Southern California. I did not know that Chipotle was a Denver-based company. The burrito chain says more work done in Denver and New York offices will be either moved to its new headquarters in Newport Beach, California.
Well, they're probably lured away.
Or taken over by its existing office in Columbus, Ohio over the next six months. So they've got an office in Columbus. Denver and New York offices will then be closed. The company now has over 2,400 restaurants. Doing pretty well. Chipotle. My grandkids like it. I've been in there a time or two, and I'm not really sure what the big deal is. It's, you know, open a couple of cans of beans and away you go.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you. I think it's pretty pedestrian, but there are some people that just go gaga over it.
And I think some of the younger folks, you know, if it's the trendy thing to do. In a large study of company wellness programs.
I'll take Taco Shop any day.
For the money. In a large study of company wellness programs, free electronic cigarettes did not help smokers quit more than the usual methods such as nicotine patches. Study in the New England Journal of Medicine finds that what works best is offering smokers money to kick the habit. Separately, another study reports that lung cancer rates are now higher for white and Hispanic women under 50 than for men the same age. And that can't be explained by smoking patterns alone. So there's something going on, apparently. Well, at least in this survey with women. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Is there a need for another medical school in Wichita?
Is there?
Well, let's find out. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. The dean of the University of Kansas School of Medicine in Wichita says he does not see the need for another medical school in Wichita. Gerald Min says the KU Med School has served the state well over the years. Suda Tokola has filed incorporation papers for a nonprofit that would maintain a college of osteopathic medicine and other schools of health sciences. She's also purchased downtown buildings. Says they could go up for sale, too. She's not sure. There are fewer used business jets on the market these days. The inventory fell in the first quarter, according to JetNet, down 350 aircraft compared to a year ago. That might mean good news for companies in Wichita that make new business jets. Fewer used jets could lead to sales of new jets, and that means greater production in Wichita factories. Youth Entrepreneurs wants to reach more young people. The nonprofit group is adding a fifth region and doubling the organization's class count as part of a national expansion. President Kylie Stupka says YE will be offering classes this fall in Montana and North Dakota. That will push YE's classes to about 300, up from 170 this school year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, today is Brother's Day. You know, even for those who don't have brothers, someone in their life is usually like a brother to them, right?
Right.
No, brother as in sibling.
Yeah, sibling. Now, I have
a religious figure or a...
Male companions, former teammates who I consider almost like brothers to me. But I came from a family with four boys, so I had three brothers, okay? The dynamic was interesting, very interesting. My older brother was usually pretty mean and ugly to us. That's the firstborn child, right?
Yeah,
like Ted. Right.
That's a lot of baloney.
Yeah,
speaking
bullying
as
us,
an oldest child,
making us do his chores. My older brother Mike was a terrific athlete and had a lot of charm and personality. Of course, somewhat lazy. And then there was me. I was, of course, the highlight of the. And then my younger brother Jerry, who always out to please. Doing things, he really is.
He does things
for other people. And
here come the McIntosh brothers.
Here they come.
Four
of us running around the neighborhood all the time. You have at least one brother, right, Bill?
Had two brothers. I lost one a few years ago, but have one brother up in Kansas City, Mike, and he's doing well. And we see each other every once in a while.
Good. But two of my brothers are gone now. My two older ones. And Ted, of course, he's a brother to a couple.
I've
of brothers.
I've got two brothers. Yes.
You have one had a birthday this week, right?
Yes, my brother Andy had a couple days ago. Yeah.
And Ted won't admit the fact that he bullied and mistreated his brothers all the time.
That's because it's not true.
You didn't?
Well, no.
You mean you were just a? Peep.
I was a mentor.
A mentor. Isn't that nice, Bill? To hear that.
That's my word for it,
Ted.
I'm sure my brothers might have different words to describe.
A mentor who pushed Andrew right into the mud puddle and said, "That'll teach you."
Yeah, there you go.
See, life lessons learned.
Now we're gonna find out how well you clean up after that mud bath, there, pal.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's all celebrate and be thankful for our brothers today, right? 7:54. Thank you, guys. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We have an update on new North Korean threats to derail the summit. Ted has the latest sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, in fact, we'll give you an update on the Shocker baseball score as they get underway.
Should be underway almost, yeah. Plus, entertainment news on the blur with Ted Woodward. And we'll look at weather going into the holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. Chance for rain.
Yep.
Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.